Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's back. Hey.
Hello.
I almost gave you a clap then, but I didn't.
It was a slight half clap.
Golf applause.
Does that reflect how much you...
No. All right, okay. Been off for a couple of days.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good.
You haven't left the house, I understand.
No, and Saturday I did the Butterfield diet and ate my entire body weight in pork cylinders.
I love treat day, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you can eat whatever you want and as much of it as you want.
20 cheese omelette, quiches Lorraine, garlic pudding, potato grits, large macs.
You had all that, yeah?
And then, because I felt so bad from then, I didn't leave the house until this afternoon.
Oh, wicked. So what, you just draw the curtains and open the wine, did you?
Yeah, and I just watched back-to-back 24.
For the whole time?
Yeah. Well, I started doing it because, you know, we were talking before about ages ago about people who watch it in 24-hour blocks.
Oh, and you tried to do that, but it doesn't work.
I thought, right, I've got like 4 days. Well, the first day was just eating. We've got 3 more days. What am I going to do? So I thought, watch 24 in 24 hours. After 3 hours, I gave up.
No.
Because you've got to wait because it's not actually an hour long.
It's not because of the adverts they have to put in America.
Mm-hmm. It's like 42 minutes because you get the recap, which is like 2:04. And then the titles at the end, which is like 30 seconds.
How do you know that?
Oh my God, I've literally watched it back to back to back.
So the bit that goes previously on 24.
That's about 2:04. Some is 1:58.
No, it's not about 2:04. You know that it's 2:04 long, you actual freak.
So you can shave that off. So actually, the more you watch, the further the clocks get. It's all like the clock really messes up. There's only so many cups of tea you can have.
Did you leave the house this morning a bit scared as to what would happen?
Yes, I walked out and I was like, it's all okay.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I'm still in Reading. It's fine. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky, you know Charlie Brooker?
Yes.
Do you love him?
I do. He's a very funny man.
He is very funny. I love him a lot. But today, I love him even more than I did already. Because he's done something brilliant. Now, if you've ever posted anything on the internet, any comments, you know that it can be a vile place sometimes, the internet. People are leaving comments, people tweeting you nasty things, putting rubbish on forums. People can be really so horrible on the internet because they're not doing it face to face. Am I right?
Yes.
Ever had anything horrible written about you?
Oh, yeah. There was some guy who emailed me a few months ago and said really nasty things. So I just replied back saying, thanks for your comments. He was like, oh, I didn't realise you'd actually read it. And I was like, well, why did you write it then, you idiot?
I got one the other day on Twitter. Oh, I hate Scott Mills. And I just put, cheers, back. And they're like, oh, I didn't mean it. It's like, well, why say it then?
I get loads of them on the text.
Yeah, we get them a lot on text as well.
Not as many as some presenters, though.
No. But people can be horrible. Googling yourself, also, never good. It never works out well, that. I think someone, I can't remember who it was, someone once described it as going to a party where everyone hates you, Googling yourself. And obviously, if you're on the radio, like we are, people texting in, tweeting in exactly what they want, and, you know, putting stuff on forums, and they can be quite personal and quite nasty. And I've got to be honest, sometimes it hurts a little bit.
I've seen you cry quite a lot.
No, I haven't cried. But
you
sometimes
did. That was that one guy who sent you... Yeah. You ate 6 donuts after his text.
Mm.
That was a bad day.
Food is my way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
But it does get me there sometimes. I'm not going to lie. I'm a human being, yeah?
Yeah. Most of them are from me.
Yeah. Just personal, nasty stuff. But now, thanks to Charlie Brooker, who is a genius, it's all fine. Because Charlie has got a great way of dealing with the haters and people who write horrible things, okay? What he does, because people put stuff under, you know, columns that he writes, they leave little comments on the internet. What he does is just cuts and pastes them and puts them in like a text-to-speech thing on the internet. So, you know, like you write it in there and it says it in a voice. Now, this particular system that he's got, you put it on the setting Lawrence.
Right.
And you set the voice to higher. So put it on Lawrence in this text-to-speak system, put it on higher, and then just type the insult in. And now, every time I get any kind of abuse or personal nasty attacks, I don't care, because I'm going to imagine that you all sound like this.
Why are you such a tool? Can't stand you or your totally rubbish show.
So that's Lawrence on the setting higher. It just makes insults a whole lot better. Listen.
I have gone off Scott lately.
These aren't even the worst ones.
Your voice is worse than Stacey Solomon.
Here's one for you, Becky. Normally this would hurt. This would hurt normally, but listen to Lawrence.
Becky, you are the least funny person I have ever heard. Who do you think you are?
Isn't this brilliant? This is what Charlie Brooker does. And it makes me not care about the insults. Here's another one.
I am sick of seeing your fat moon face get off my TV. I absolutely hate Scott Mills. Why doesn't he just get on local radio, because that is where he belongs?
It makes it a whole lot better, you know?
It's brilliant, Lawrence.
You do not deserve to be on Radio 1. You are a George Lamb wannabe.
No, that hurt. Gotta be honest. Even though George isn't on the radio anymore, he's still very, very famous. But I'm a George Lamb wannabe. Said like that. Don't care.
You are by far the worst DJ on Radio 1. Hope they see sense and sack you soon.
Isn't this great? One more.
I am not under 18 and do not have half a brain, so I cannot stand you.
Makes it all a lot better with Lawrence, doesn't it? Thank you, Charlie Brooker.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Lawrence is on board. We've put some of these insults that you're getting into this text-to-speech system, and it's Lawrence, and then you put higher. You put the voice on higher. This is an idea from Charlie Brooker. It's the best idea ever. If you ever get insults, just put them into Lawrence, and soon the words mean absolutely nothing. Joe in Edinburgh has been on. This particular phrase was said to him by his girlfriend recently. Joe, this will make you feel a lot better.
You need to go to the gym. I'm sick of your thunder thighs.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt as much now, does it?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Jez needs Lawrence's help. His girlfriend said this to him the other day.
I don't like guys with big hairy nostrils.
They've only been going out for a few weeks. Just a little bit of nostril hair. It doesn't mean anything now, though, does it?
I don't like guys with big hairy nostrils.
Right, good news, everybody. As well as speaking to Hayley Williams off Paramore at 5:20, Westwood's going to pop in soon.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And now on Radio 1, Westwood!
Hi. Exactly.
Do you want some echo?
Please, I wouldn't be Westwood without it, kid. Now, we are here to make a very big announcement.
How are you, by the way?
Oh, sorry, I just went straight to the chase. I do apologise.
Just thought we'd bed in there with a little high.
Very nice, baby. I am good, fresh back from Afghanistan. Definitely a very great trip for me. One of the best things I've done, baby.
Yeah, you were saying earlier, it's quite an experience. I've got a lot of respect for you for doing that as well.
Oh, it was a great thing to do, man. And the troops that I met over there, I was so impressed. Some of the coolest people in this world and great people as well. And yeah, really enjoyed it and really worthwhile.
And now you're going somewhere else.
Exactly. Somewhere very similar to Afghanistan, actually. Join BBC Radio 1 Extra this summer as it lands in Mallorca for a night of big DJs.
Are you reading
immense
this?
Pardon?
Are you reading this?
Excuse me, do not interrupt, please. Immense music and, may I dare say, amazing guests. Catch BBC Radio 1 Extra live. Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Catch BBC Radio 1 Extra live from Mallorca Rocks and BCM with special guest. Press the button. Men.
Man.
Man. Chris Brown. No, Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Chase and Status Update. Lethal B. Rich 32. True Tiger.
Again.
True Tiger.
True Tiger.
Mrs. Dynamite.
Get me.
and P. Money, whoever he is. Oh, he was my special guest yesterday. I do apologise.
Oh. Well, they won't come on again, will they?
Out now, available in all good record shops. I'm sorry, I had a flashback. I do apologise. It's just force habit when I do that.
Yeah. And you're going to be there?
Sorry, I haven't quite finished. Plus, you're all your favourite One Extra DJs. Trevor Nelson, Mr. Jam, DJ Target, and myself, Westwood. It's all happening Saturday, the 16th of July. That's the One Extra in Mallorca for one colossal night.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be colossal.
So this is Mallorca Rocks.
Magaluf, is it, or Mallorca?
Well, Magaluf is in Mallorca.
Well, I guess
and
I was right then. I guess I was right then.
Yeah,
so BCM don't pick me up on little things like that.
I didn't.
Because okay. I'll come in here and pick up a few things that you get wrong sometimes.
All right.
Whenever.
God,
like,
beef.
Like Becky. Now, there's nowhere else you can get your summer music fix.
Oh, God.
It's lift it off the page.
I am. I'm making it come alive. It's alive. These words are alive. It's emotional. Keep it locked to One Extra to find out how you could be there. And check out the One Extra website for more details.
Wicked.
Exhausting.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. Are you writing that down, Scott? I noticed that.
I am, actually.
Yes,
it's the same. BBC Radio 1 Extra live from Mallorca Rocks. Four of your favourite Radio 1.
Four of your favourite ones.
DJs spending
what?
Four
spending
hours.
What? Got it now.
Spending what?
God, I caught it off
spending
you.
On the duty free at the airport.
4 hours of massive summer anthem.
Massive kids!
To
how
over
big?
4,000 people!
See how many?
Ah! Is that how you do it?
Scott, what am I doing to you?
Anyway. So it's Man, Chipmunk, Chasing Status, Lethal Bizzle, Wretch 32, True Tiger.
Sorry, Wretch who?
Wretch 32, Mrs. Dynamite, and P Money.
Exactly.
Trevor Nelson, Mr. Yes. Jam, DJ Target, yes. And Westwood.
Why am I in here if you're doing it yourself, Scott? You're so selfish.
Saturday, the 16th of July.
Am
it's
I just
be
extra
big.
To this? Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, I'd just
that
like.
That's great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
I'd just like to say that this is the hot one, baby. You know, I know you lot are going to Ibiza. I know you're far too cool for this. This is for people who just want to have the wildest holiday of a lifetime. First time away from home. First time away from their parents. Before they get to uni, they're just going to let rip like never before.
Loads of
we are talking
go.
About holiday romances galore. We are
not
talking
so much romance.
Well, I never phoned them back.
Right, yeah.
One night stands. Anyway, this, if you're going to be there, baby, your life is going to make sense.
We've had a lot of fun times in Magaluf over the years.
Absolutely. No more funner than Joe Wiley pulling her cannon.
Yeah, we had Joe Wiley on stage and we did my show from Mallorca 1 year and she had to just kind of set off this cannon full of condoms.
Oh,
which she
my
then,
gosh.
She
yes.
then described, which, in her,
yes.
described in her book as the lowest point of her career.
Exactly, because she didn't know which way to point it and that's why she's got children.
But Joe Wiley, like, she wasn't made for Magaluf. I don't know whose stupid idea that was, to be honest.
She wasn't.
Whereas
she
you are all over
yes.
it.
Yes, what is she made for?
I would say.
I would say something like.
She'd be in the hills in Ibiza, I reckon.
No, not in the hills. No. Where's
Glastonbury? Where
is, no.
Yes.
No, no.
She's the queen of.
No. Where would Joe
oh,
be
God,
good?
Oh, God, where's this going?
Where would Joe be good?
Anyway,
maybe,
we're live.
An OAP
home. Sorry! You're so rude.
She's younger than you, isn't she?
Oh, oh, let's not have this on now.
Oh, thank
it's
God.
BBC Radio 1... my phone's going. It could be the boss. BBC Radio 1 Extra in Mallorca.
Yes.
Can we come? Oh, I've had some laughs in Mallorca over the years.
I would love you to come there, baby.
Yeah?
I would love to. You can twin with me.
There was one time where they asked me to judge the wet T-shirt competition in BCM,
man.
And that's just, that's bad research.
Yes, because you didn't have a clue.
Not a clue.
You didn't know what you were doing.
No, I've never seen a wet T-shirt.
You got that so wrong.
Exactly.
Exactly. You were good with the tightest shorts, though. The shortest shorts. You did actually do very well with
that
one.
Anyway, thanks, Westwood. Always a pleasure.
Is that my cue to
that's
leave?
It. And okay. You're off. Radio 1 Podcast. And on the end of this phone line should be Hayley Williams off Paramore. Hi, Hayley.
Wow. I'm Hi. Here. What's up?
You're there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Where are you right now?
I am literally in my very own bed. My real, actual bed.
Your actual bed. And where is your actual bed, please? I know it's in your bedroom, but, like, what city?
It's in Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. You probably don't actually get to wake up in your own bed that often, do you?
No, I don't. I actually just got home like 2 days ago, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the guys today.
Now, we played the new song, Monster, last week, and we had the hugest reaction. People were crying, Hayley.
Really?
Yeah. Happy tears.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I can't wait to, like, to get there and play it. You know, I've been waiting to play this song on a stage for, like, since we wrote it, and that was in December, I think.
Right. I'm also, I mean, we put it out on Twitter earlier and on our Facebook, and there are Paramore fans listening literally all over the world now, and you're just in bed. And they're listening in Mexico and Russia and loads of Eastern Europe and obviously all over the UK as well. There's a lot of excitement, Hayley, and a lot of love.
What up, world?
So, the question that every fan of Paramore wants me to ask you is, when are you coming back to the UK?
Not soon enough, man. I'm so ready. I mean, honestly, we only have, like, what, maybe 15 shows scheduled this year, and that is so not cool. I mean, we've been the band since I was, like, 15 or 16, but maybe we have 15 or 16 days at home an entire year. So I'm kind of pulling my hair out, freaking out with nothing to do at home, you know, all this time. And I don't know yet. I'm not sure when we'll be in the UK, but I can't wait.
What do you do when you have nothing to do? Because it must be really strange. Like, 1 year you're playing so many shows, and then you're just sat there going, right, so maybe I'll get up now.
Yeah. I put myself back on a schedule because I was getting to the point where I felt so completely useless. So I wake up now every morning at, like, 9 a.m., and I watch Regis and Kelly.
Oh, amazing.
Which is I mean, I feel so old, but I do it because I love Regis. I think he's hilarious.
Regis
so,
and Kelly is, anyways, like, for people that don't know it, it's a bit like I suppose, like, This Morning would be the UK equivalent.
Yeah, it's like, it's the show that, like, stay-at-home moms and, you know, they're watching that every
Housewives.
Morning. And so am I.
Yeah.
So I do that, and I warm up my voice every morning, and then I'm sort of off to do whatever I want to do. But it's kind of made me feel a little bit better since I put myself on a schedule.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So after Regis and Kelly, you warm up your voice. Then what would you do for the rest of the day?
I like eating a lot. So
eating is good, yes.
I try to find some food. And I don't know, now that I'm back in Nashville, I'll probably hang out with the guys a lot more because I've been in California hanging out with some friends out there. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's so hot here. I just want to live in a pool. I just don't want to leave a pool for the entire summer because it's so hot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so no plans to come back to the UK. Can you tell us anything about the album? Because obviously we've got the song, which we're going to play in a minute, but there's a new album?
Yeah, well, we are about to start writing it, and that's kind of one of the reasons that I came back a little bit early before we go on tour, just so we can start writing and kind of getting down to, like, the core of, you know, just sort of refreshing our band. So the record we're hoping to have out early next year. We love having an album out before summer because we like playing summer festivals and just being gone for the rest of the year. So, you know, hopefully we'll start to record at the end of 2011 this year.
Obviously, it's been quite a time for the band lately, but what's been the best part of your year so far? Because it's kind of a new start for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy 6 months, but, you know, I think the best thing is just been to see how much support that we get, and it's like this, our fans are like, it's hard to call our fans fans, because honestly it is so much like a family at this point that it's ridiculous. Some of them know me better than, you know, they know me as well as my friends, you know, and that's crazy. I love it. So I think the best thing has been seeing their response to the song, seeing their response just to us sticking through all this, you know, craziness. And just knowing that we're going to get to be back out there soon and see them in person.
Now, this song is from Transformers Dark of the Moon, the new film. Have you seen this film?
I haven't seen it yet, but I was hoping maybe we could go to the premiere or something, but that's not going to work because we have to rehearse.
But Hayley, what about if you put your song to this film and it's absolute rubbish?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Then just buy the song. Don't watch the movie.
Yeah, our song's on it, but don't worry about it. I'm sure it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You saw it already?
No, I haven't seen it. I have no idea.
Oh, I was gonna be so upset if you saw it before I did.
Yeah, I've seen it before you, and I'm not even in the band. No, I haven't seen it at all. Now,
Who knows?
Yeah, okay. Now, there are lots of your fans who are doing exams at the moment. It's really big exam time here, and they need some reassurance, and I don't actually think there's anyone they'd like a good luck message from more than you. So would you do that for us?
Yes, yes. So, exams. I was pretty awful in school, but I'm here to say, if you stick it out and you just do hard work on those exams, you get out of school, real world begins, and it won't matter, you know. I guess try to make above an F, because you don't want to flunk, but...
And if you don't pass, just become a rock star.
Yeah, just join a band. It won't matter what your grades are.
Yeah, simple.
Then everything will be good.
All good. Hayley, thanks to talking to us live from your bed in Tennessee, and a lot of fans are giving you a lot of love on the text, on the Facebook and the Twitter, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks.
Come back and see us soon.
Yeah, I will. I can't wait.
All right, love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, you may have noticed there's been lots of different people presenting Newsbeat this week. Tulip's gone off to Pakistan to be a reporter, and Chris Smith's been doing it a bit. We've had Anthony Baxter, we've had Ben Mundy on tonight. Lots of different people reading the news. Now, if the Newsbeat bosses are listening at the moment, you don't need any of them.
What?
I can get you Lawrence for cheaper.
For cheaper?
Yeah, I think
free.
So. Well, actually, for free, just by typing it in. It's one of those text-to-speech systems. Charlie Brooker alerted us to this, and we get a lot of insults on this show, just on Twitter and text and email. So we've been typing them in and using Lawrence's ridiculous voice to make them sound a little bit nicer. They don't hurt at all now, do they? But I'm thinking that Lawrence could also do the news.
American TV bosses have confirmed Cheryl Cole will no longer be a judge on the US version of The X Factor.
What do you think?
I love him.
Former T4 presenter Steve Jones will host the show by himself as Nicole Scherzinger becomes a judge.
Slight problem pronouncing Scherzinger, but apart from that, Merzen.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, if you've been listening to the show this week, you will know that my mate Chris wants to become a real-life superhero. These people do exist, mainly in America, but they just do good around the community and they fight crime and all that. And that's what he wants to do. Now, he comes back tomorrow, so we need to decide on this name,
okay.
Quick, sharp, because tomorrow he'll be like, no, get involved, no, don't want that name. So we just need to decide the name for him before he comes back on the show tomorrow.
We've got the shortlist.
Yeah, these are the final 16 suggestions. I'd like you lot out there to let me know what you think of these final 16. These are from Radio 1 listeners who've suggested Chris's superhero name before he comes back tomorrow, and he'll say, well, I don't like it. Too late, we've decided. Okay, good. Boy Blunder. Kebab Boy.
No.
Jobless Wonder.
No.
Bingo Wings.
No.
Moob Man.
It's got potential.
The Boston Pancake.
Maybe.
The Cleveland Steamer.
What? Are you just taking a random American place and putting it with something?
Got no
else?
Idea. People have sent these in. Beef Walk.
That's not really a hero name.
Look,
is
I just
it?
Need a yes, no, or maybe. We've got to sort this out.
Okay, maybe.
Arabian Goggles.
Yes.
Bacontarian.
That's not one.
It is. That's one that's been sent in. Bacontarian.
No.
Mississippi Mud. No, Mississippi Bird Bath.
Yes.
Rusty Trombone.
Yes.
Alaskan Snow Dragon.
That's a good one.
The Night Saver.
No.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
No.
All right, so let us know which of those...
You are just getting random American places.
Let us know which of those is your favourite, listeners, and that will be Chris's new superhero name.
This is Scott Mills.
Okay, thank you for all your suggestions for my mate Chris's new superhero name. He is going to do this. He's going to go through with it. He's going to fight crime and help people and do good. These people do exist. A lot of people are going, well, they're not real superheroes. They are. They dress up and everything. Mostly in the US. But check it out. Look at the superhero forums. There's loads of them operating all over America. So he's going to be a real-life superhero, and we've chosen a name before he comes back tomorrow. Some of your suggestions were weirder than others. We've come up with a good one. This is the one we've chosen. Chris's superhero name will be... The Sexy Mexican. I like it.
I like it because it's got no relevance to him whatsoever.
No. He's from Northwest London.
But I can see him. He's got a sombrero already, hasn't he, from when he goes out and practices the game.
And when have you ever seen a superhero before in a sombrero? It's a new look. It's good. And no one will know it's him, will they?
Mexican superheroes do you think there are in Pinner?
Well, that's why I've chosen that one.
Well, no, but what I'm saying... Do I know you think he's going to go for this?
It bears no relevance to him. He doesn't have a choice. Bears no relevance to him whatsoever, but that's why I like it. So thanks for all your texts and all your suggestions and all your Facebook messages. We've gone with The Sexy Mexican. I hope you like it too. Podcast. Some people are thinking that Chris is not going to be happy with his name. I don't agree. Think about it, Chris, if you're listening. Hi, Chris. He's on his way to Southampton, actually. I'm DJing with him tonight. Think about the dance he could do. And people, like housewives, pushing prams all over Pinner will be like, oh, thank God, he's here to help us. It's the Sexy Mexican. Or, for short, the Saxican. And
El Sexico.
El Sexico. And this could be his catchphrase.
R-S-O-L-S-H-M-S-F-O-A-I-D-M-T.
That's what he has to say when he turns up to help.
Rolling on floor, laughing so hard, my sombrero fell off and I dropped my tacos.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.